As kids, my brother and I didn't have much, but the great thing was we didn't know that. We never once felt like we were going without. We always had a roof over our heads and food on the table. Sure, our family vacations included a two-day drive there and back, crammed into my parents' tiny Chevette to spend a week with my grandparents in Panama City Beach, but hey, we were happy to be on the Florida beach. Each year, when Christmas rolled around, there was never any question that there would always be a big pile of gifts under our tree. My folks worked hard to make sure we were completely unaware of all of the sacrifices they needed to make over the course of the year in order to make our Christmas mornings as magical as possible. Fast forward and my kids are growing up very differently than my brother and I. They are definitely not going without and, for the most part, get what they ask for, within reason, of course, for various holidays. Let's call it what it is. They are privileged. And, because of that, and because I know firsthand how different life can be for other families, it's extremely important to me that our girls are aware of just how lucky they are and that we as a family do whatever we can and whenever we can, to pay it forward to those who are not quite as fortunate. 2 years ago, my girls helped their grandfather finish his handmade wooden breadboards, and used the money earned from the sale of those boards at various Christmas markets around the region to purchase gifts for the Simcoe County Paramedic Toy Drive. It was a great learning experience for them both. They have learned to help others without the expectation of reward. This year, my oldest daughter and I, joined by some friends, had the privilege of volunteering with Barry and District Christmas Cheer. This was the first time for both of us and, while I was initially concerned my lovely Minnie would quickly get bored with packing cereal and oatmeal into food boxes and therefore begin the, "When are we done?" song, I was pleasantly surprised that not once did those words exit her mouth. She eagerly took to the task assigned to her that day with a smile and a song and was disappointed when our shift was done. In fact, she was disappointed she couldn't come back the following day to help again, and has asked every day since to make sure we sign up again next year. Christmas Cheer President Sanda Yukuo told me that day that the annual initiative, which this year helped 1,950 families, more than 5,800 individuals in total, is the work of 1,000 different hands, and 1,000 different hearts, and that much was obvious to see, even in the short time we spent in the Truman Drive warehouse. Being able to share this experience with her, and more importantly being able to lend a few extra hands to an extremely important local charitable organization that helps bring joy to so many people in our community, is really what the Christmas spirit is all about. And, knowing that my children can see firsthand that the Christmas spirit is about so much more than what is wrapped under their own tree is a life lesson I hope they will take forward with them for the rest of their lives. Nikki Cole is a reporter at Barry Today.